Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day is game day in March. Look your best through all the madness. Check out the newest Lady Jane's on the corner of Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in Brighton, or our Grand Blanc location on Saginaw Street next to AutoZone. Let one of Lady Jane's award-winning stylists treat you like a king. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Man, we got a ton of response from when we talked about broken dicks.
That's a big topic.
Oh no.
People took it hard.
Well, yeah, they don't like it. They hate it.
But no one took it as hard as this guy, I don't think. He said, listening to your story about the broken penises, I was driving from Ohio to Michigan. It was so disturbing to me that I passed out while driving.
Oh, geez.
Because it brought back memories of when I did break mine.
Oh, okay. So he's...
It was like post-traumatic dick disorder.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my coworker was next to me and grabbed the wheel, was able to get me to the side of the road before anything bad happened. I love the show, but you almost killed me.
It is crazy to me that just listening to someone talk about something, I guess I'm built different.
I don't think I'd react that way.
Yeah.
It's like if I
That's
see,
an unusual
it's
reaction.
Not like seeing blood or something and then passing out just to hear somebody talk about something.
Yeah. I just, you know, like I have a really good buddy that he listens to our show and we make him throw up all the time. Like we make him throw up.
I don't think that's ever happened to me in my life, just from a description of something.
Nope.
No. We've almost, we have to see it like on the show.
Yeah.
We've almost, like,
a visual is different.
Yeah, visual is different.
Like I've seen, you know,
many things.
Nuns pooping or whatever. Yeah. I don't know, whatever.
Like egg shoot.
Yes.
Egg shoot really took you to the...
What's this vision I have in my head of nuns?
You're talking
pooping.
About Church of Fudge.
Oh, no, Church of Fudge.
Church of Fudge.
Church of Fudge. No, it's another great one.
You just had a memory flash. Yeah.
I knew what you were talking about, but I didn't know the name of it either.
Jesus can't save you at the Church of Fudge.
No.
That's it, a classic. No.
Join me today for nuns pooping.
Jesus is nowhere near the Church of Fudge. No.
Jesus frowns upon the Church of Fudge.
Yeah. Oh, somehow my head confused that. Church of Fudge became nuns pooping.
The Lost Chapter.
Same thing.
I guess. Yeah, something I never want to see again.
Dead Sea Scroll.
Jesus. But yeah, like that, seeing anyone poop in real life.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
That makes
but
me want
to... just hearing it.
But not hear... Yeah,
yeah.
I've never heard something that has brought me close to passing out or throwing
right,
up.
Right, like that's... It's...
But we've heard it many times on this show. Like it's not
dangerous. Don't you find it dangerous?
Oh, sure it's dangerous. If that guy hadn't have been with a coworker, he'd be dead right now.
You can't be one of these people and have a normal life. I'm sorry, you really can't.
But listen, hold on a second. I will say this. The onus is on you. If you know you're that kind of guy.
You can't listen.
You can't
I'm
listen
like
to
a,
that.
Huh, right? Yeah. If you fall out, listening
to fainting
stuff,
goat.
If you're a fainting goat,
yeah.
Then the second someone says broken it, boom.
Yep.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah. We're not for you.
No. At least not for the next little while. And then come back later when broken dick
Don't even
done.
Come back. It's not worth it.
Yeah. It's not
for
worth
the faint
it.
Of heart.
No.
Don't come back, please.
I'm just saying.
Not if you're highway driving.
Yeah.
There's certain if you know certain things can set you off to the point of passing out or throwing up while driving, you gotta get out. Yeah. I know there's occasionally things on the show that take us all by surprise. You know, something comes out of nowhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about that. But if you know we're doing a topic that doesn't sit well with you and you're one of these people, I'm sorry, but you got to just turn it off.
We don't want you to die.
We don't want people dying on our watch.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, just I think there are. It's rare. But there are a few people that shouldn't listen to us while they're driving.
Well, yeah.
In the same way that Dave shouldn't take certain prescription meds
while he's driving. Yep.
We are a prescription med to those people.
Yeah, we are.
And we come with a warning.
It is weird to react physically to a description of something.
Yeah.
To me. Like, that is really weird.
I've only ever fainted once in my life, and that was, like, when I was a costume character at a theme park, right? I just got, I overheated and passed out.
Yeah.
But never from just seeing something or hearing something.
No. But, you know, like, I have a friend that can't stand needles. And I think that that guy could pass out from needles.
Yeah, I never got, like, when people would tell me they'd pass out from getting their, like, blood taken or whatever. I was always like, that seems so weird, because I never even come close to passing out.
That's just a tiny prick. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand. Yeah. I can see some people not liking to look at their own blood coming out of their body.
Yeah.
All right. But the like the actual pain of it is nothing.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing. Yeah.
This is me a little bit.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
You're afraid of a tiny prick?
It's not that. I mean, I would rather you punch me in the face, which is going to hurt way worse. But to me, it's a mental thing. Like, you're altering something inside my body, and it's so invasive. That feeling to me, and then it's just like I got like a medical phobia. I can get worked up with some of the stuff that's described here, so I've never fainted, but
thank God.
Yeah, we need you to man your post.
Al is down.
That would be hard to do your job if you fainted all the time floor. From things you heard on the show.
Well, my job is a nightmare, but that's
yes. We know that.
Radio name though would be fainting Al.
It's hilarious, really. You'd have to have a camera on him all the time.
We're gonna check in live in the streets with fainting Al. Al, are you there? Al,
he's not.
Did you faint, Al? Someone check on him.
Oh, he just fainted. Did you hear? He just fainted.
Fainting Al's down. We'll check in with him in a minute.
Yeah. Wow. Well, he's up. He's back.
We got dead air again because of fainting Al.
Too many ticks and needles.
Yeah.
Sorry, it wouldn't work out.
You gotta have meetings. You're like, we gotta do something about fainting Al. Every time we go to him, he faints.
It might be. Listen, I never thought about it, but that might be why we go off the air sometimes in some markets.
He's in there fainting.
It's him.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah. Well, here, oh man, you're down in Boston. You're down in Boston. We had to go wake
Al
up.
Old fainting Al again.
Well, we had the fainting newsman. We had the basically like way back in the day.
I was on.
Did this show before. You know, Dave came in and replaced this guy, but he would be asleep.
He's just so bored.
The sleeping newsman.
Yeah.
By the way, you can't be the sleeping newsman.
No one else will know this, but I just saw a picture of that guy.
Yeah.
He looks like after Tom Hanks was on the island for 15 years or whatever. He looked like, that's what he looks like now.
He's the guy I replaced.
Oh, yeah, there'd be no Dave and Chuck the Freak without this guy.
If there wasn't a sleeping newsman, we would never click like this.
The sleeping newsman.
Yep. Yep. Thank you, sleeping newsman.
Glad to hear he's looking so sharp today.
Yeah. He is. He's on TV. Or was.
No,
Yeah, he was.
He's not doing any broadcasting?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Sounds like my future.
Well.
Someone said, the only time I've had to change a show is when you talked about bees in your penis.
I just watched that YouTube clip, because all of our clips are on YouTube. Go check us out on YouTube.
And subscribe.
Oh, my God. It was, that was a wild watch.
Well, that one was, well, I remember that when we watched that in here, I went out to the grocery store like a couple of days later and was just not the same person.
Well, no, you're never the same.
I was like staring and people were talking to me at the time and I was just like not listening to them because I was thinking of those yellow jackets going in.
Yeah.
Well,
that
got you. What I found hilarious was how close Lisa in that clip came to dropping the F-bomb.
Did I watch
it? She was like, well, yeah, Dave had it on his screen, right. And he was like,
usually,
Lisa!
I'll change
no, you
it.
Were,
I
you were like,
it.
I'm not watching. Then yeah. Dave was like,
I turned
Lisa,
my screen
for
to
one
you.
Second, just look.
Yep.
She looked.
Oh, I don't remember.
And then
I
she was like, what the?
Too.
Yeah, you almost dropped the what the F.
Like, yeah.
You said what the F.
I'd love to say that word.
Yeah.
And then
you
so many times
stopped
on
yourself,
show.
And then you did like a zen. You did like a yoga pose to... To
calm
find
down,
yourself,
yeah.
Find yourself again.
Get back on track. Yeah.
That one I won't forget. Egg shoot, and then the one where there was a lady who was made into a human bowl of cereal.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I watched.
Was
that
it Fruit
one.
Loops in the badge?
It was
the back door.
Oh, the back door.
Yeah,
it was a bubble.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Oh, bubble. No.
That was watching.
It's
him.
A tough watch.
Follow your nose, like Toucan Sam.
It always knows.
Someone said, I never had a problem with anything you've talked about until the tweezers in the Asian guy's dong.
did have to change the station for a minute.
Oh, that's light.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. Tweezers and a dong.
That's nothing.
Come on.
Been eels and all kinds of things.
Oh, man.
That's why I like, occasionally like to check in on everyone and see how they're doing. That's why I say, is everyone okay? I hope everyone's okay out there listening. Because some of it is rough. It's a, you know, it can be mentally.
I guess I just.
That's so nice of you to check in.
A little rough.
You guys okay?
Everyone listening, you
okay? I just put my own value system on everyone else, right? Like, I just put my own... my own filters of life.
Yeah.
I just assume everyone has the same.
No one
you don't
has
realize
the same
that there's people falling out, you know, just yeah, from right. a conversation. It's like, oh man, okay. There's a people that are a little more fragile.
Yeah, there are some fragile folks out
you know?
There.
Someone says our YouTube page has a typo in the name. Well, that's not.
No, it's right. because the way we had to, because
it's
like. We
had to make
like,
fake first and last names.
We had
names
to
that
make
say...
the. Yeah, so it's like Dave and then the last name is Chuck the Freak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, like, that's
I love
how
when you
is.
Search for it on YouTube, it doesn't bring it up at all.
Well, that sucks.
What?
Maybe we you should.
Gotta, or on Google.
Yeah, you put YouTube, oh, Dave and Chuck, maybe. Because I think it's just Dave and Chuck, right?
It's
you
Dave
just go
and,
to YouTube and put in...
Yes,
you
can,
I was just trying to do a little,
oh, okay.
little roundabout,
oh,
little...
Gotcha. Yeah,
find it easier.
Yeah.
It doesn't come up, though.
Yeah, well, that would be the company.
Should come up on the Google.
On the Googs?
On the Googs.
Yeah. Well, like I said, like we've listed it as Dave and is the first name.
Mm-hmm. That's
word.
How they made us
all,
list it.
All, yeah, all one word, Dave and. And then Chuck the Freak.
Yeah,
Dave there and. There we are. Chuck Dave and.
It's spelled right. It's just,
yeah.
That's how we had to do it.
Oh, weird.
They wouldn't let us name it Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah.
I've
yeah.
looked at it 100 times. I never noticed that mm-hmm. those were.
Anyway, yeah, join us on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you yeah. can find us.
No, like, I don't know. I watched like a, I must have watched one, and now it is funny to have your own stuff recommended to you mm-hmm. on YouTube.
Yeah, I've had that.
But then I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, this one. Oh, yeah. I'll watch. I guess I'll watch. I'll go down memory lane again. And it was the B one.
Oh.
So that's really funny.
That's yeah, that was a dramatic one.
Oh, yeah. No, you could see it.
Someone said Lisa goes Delilah on everyone sometimes, you know, syndicated radio
oh,
host.
Delilah. Oh,
how is everyone doing?
Yeah.
How are you guys today? Yeah, she definitely
thank God, because I don't even think about it. I'm sure they're fine.
Someone said, I only time I changed you guys when you were talking about drinking spiders. I screamed at the radio and changed the station for 5 minutes.
Man, that's nothing.
Oh, the human toilet was a bad one, but someone said I was too invested to turn it off.
Oh, yeah.
The human toilet was a bad one for me, and I had to, I couldn't
sure.
turn us off.
Yeah.
Imagine you heard the story being told, but then, like, there was visuals going along.
Oh, I couldn't take visuals.
You would have.
I would have been probably showing up. Yeah, no doubt. The ass spaghetti was a rough one for mm-hmm. this person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that was recent.
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
Yeah, that was just, that wasn't too long ago, the old ass spaghetti.
Because like a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the meatballs and mm-hmm. the pasta. Yeah.
Yep. We're talking about the only time you've had to turn off the show. Testicular torsion did it for this guy.
Sure. I don't like that.
No, those words together are. But again, some stuff gets me that. I mean, it sucks. I wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
I don't like hearing about it, but it's not like I'm, woof.
Yeah.
I'm not faint now.
No.
No,
someone said Fainting Al is though better than hepatitis L.
I was going to say yeah. I couldn't remember
L.
what you used to call him.
Hepatitis L.
And that's it. I'm like, yes.
Cuz he did it. Let's just keep saying it.
Yeah. Hepatitis L.
Now we have to explain it.
He did an appearance at an event and there was a big hepatitis scare there and we thought for sure he got hepatitis.
Well, yeah, we knew.
Yeah, to be clear,
he never had it.
What's funny is I forgot all about all that hepatitis.
No, because who cares about hepatitis now?
It was the good old days before COVID.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
That's when hepatitis was scary.
Yeah.
Now you'd be like, give me hepatitis.
Hepatitis, please.
I forgot all about that.
Hepatitis at the Renaissance Festival. Just
that's
right. Yeah,
yeah. Trying to save them, but yep. The Asian spit massage story gave me a stomachache that made me hurl.
I don't remember.
Spit massage.
I'm amazed at the memories of our listeners.
I know they remember stuff.
Any idea?
Well, to be honest, that's why I've watched a couple of these things, and it's almost like I relive it because I have no.
Oh, I'm the same. When we do our peep show live, because mm-hmm. I hardly ever watch our peep shows.
Right.
So
because we lived it.
We lived it. Right.
Yeah.
So when we do our peep show live, it's all new to me.
Yeah.
And I do forget. some of them, like, what was
I
that
do
about?
Watch some of our peep shows.
I do.
I watch a lot of them. It's weird to go back in time and see them.
Oh, yeah, when like, you go back in time.
And there's times where Chuck. I'll watch something, I'm like, I'm looking at myself doing it, and I don't remember it.
I was just going to say.
I don't remember. Yeah.
I watched a thing called, like, Being the Bryster or whatever. Yeah.
I got up, did a whole big thing, back over thing. Behind Lisa, went over into this room.
I'm like, oh, you no, left the room?
No recollection.
I think you black out when you get up recollection. And do things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, things. Like, I'd have to be the Bryster character again to remember it.
Yeah,
that's how messed up it is up here.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So you'd
it's
have to be in
up.
Bryster mode.
Yeah, like, too.
If I started to be the Bryster, I'd be like, oh, I remember getting up. I got up.
Oh, that's
I walked
crazy.
Over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, because I'm basically
really
like Splice.
Character.
I'm like the Splice guy. Or not Splice. What is the. I don't know.
Someone said, first time I heard Dave finding the skull on a Mexican beach.
That was a long time ago.
I lost it. Yeah, that was the first time I talked about it.
The story keeps changing, too, to the listeners.
It wasn't a skull.
Dave found half a body on a Mexican beach.
It was just...
I'll never forget it.
Teeth and hair mass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just like a teratoma?
Yeah, sure.
Something like that, yeah.
Like, a skull's actually a nicer find than what you got.
Yeah, it was just a big ball of hair filled with teeth.
Yeah, what was left of the guy.
Yeah. It was just his face.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Someone said the guy getting sexual pleasure from eating used lady products had to pull over and heave.
Yeah, see? I mean, people are throwing up. It's just wild to me. Like, nothing that we are going to talk about could ever make that happen.
It'd be hard to do the show if that was the case.
Listening to things wouldn't do that to me.
Though, what I understand more is... You know, and it's very nice. People laughing so hard, they have to pull over.
Yeah.
Because we hear that quite a bit. Yeah. You know, that's awesome. And that's understandable. I mean, we've all been there. You have a fit of laughter and you can't control yourself. So if you're behind a wheel, it'd be rough. Someone said, I had to pull over laughing so hard when you guys were talking about the mayor who looks like a vampire for the first time.
Oh, the necromayor. Yeah.
The old necromayor from Warren, Michigan.
So yeah. Still the mayor.
Still the mayor.
I think he'll be the mayor forever.
So. He's had about 77 scandals and still the mayor.
Well, that guy could do whatever he wants.
Yes, he can.
He could say whatever he wants and he will always be the mayor.
Yep. There's a certain something about that place.
Sure,
I can't put my finger on it. That keeps that guy safe.
Yep.
What is it?
I don't know.
What could it be?
And this person said, nothing on the show bothers me more than Dave's mystery shoe. I told you, I just had to stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because it's never been solved. Those shoes are in my office. They'll never go back into my house.
I don't even like to think about that shoe situation.
Nope. It's a mess.
Because it's messed up, Lisa. There's no logical explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one shoe
I like logical explanations.
And I do, too. There was a glitch in the Matrix. Like, the only way to describe
it. I hate to say it.
I'm starting to believe more and more Matrix than every day.
Me too. I told you, you guys, when Chuck would talk about simulations and stuff, I'd be like, oh, here we go again, this stupid simulation stuff. Oh, bleh, bleh. And now I'm like, well, we're in a simulation.
No, it is.
Oh, you went way in.
Yeah. I'm in.
You're in.
The more you start looking, the shoe thing is a glitch,
I think. It's
something weird. I can't.
But I saw the terror. We all saw the terror on Dave's face that day. Like he didn't want to have to even explain it.
He didn't want this.
I knew. Listen, I didn't say the day it happened because I thought everyone will think I have lost my mind. Like they'll lock me up. I could lose the show.
Like think about it.
I don't know if I would have ever said anything. So it's pretty brave of you to.
No, because there are some things. Like, say I went, I know it's crazy, but say I went camping and I, like, saw Bigfoot or an alien or something. You don't say anything, right?
No.
You don't say it.
You don't come in here and say it.
You're nuts, yeah.
Like, that's something I say to my UFO buddies. I let them know, like, hey,
you have
guys.
People to talk about,
well, yeah. I mean, I travel in a circle of.
So if you saw a UFO, Lisa, you wouldn't. You'd just keep it to yourself.
I wouldn't think it was a UFO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd try to find some other.
I'd need, like, real big proof to.
Well,
for
also,
me to believe that.
It's funny, but a lot of times in life, people will see something and it's so weird. That they do the exact, they just put it in the back of their head.
Yeah, like it must be.
They're
whatever.
Like, whatever. It's, I don't. Yeah. They're like, whatever. I don't care. I don't care about what just
I
happened.
I think I'd be the same as Lisa. Like, yeah. I wouldn't let myself believe it.
No.
You know, I just wouldn't let my mind go there. I'd just be like, oh, there's got to be a logical explanation
yeah.
for that.
The problem was you were wearing it.
Right.
Like, yeah. there's no there, escaping. It's on your foot.
I had to believe it.
yeah.
That's totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't even like to think about it still.
I know.
But they're here. I still have them. I have never taken them home.
Oh.
And I will never.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
I know.
One shoe is used. Yeah. One shoe is brand new.
One
and I
shoe
wore the shoes new. Together.
Yeah, at first I was thinking it was like interdimensional something or others.
Oh, yeah.
Could be.
we don't know.
No, I'm seriously thinking it's like Matrix style simulation stuff. Yeah, I really think it's a video game. I went to the sushi place, and there was an old man there, and he was just like an extra in a video game, because I was looking at the sushi, and he comes up to these like people, this couple beside me, and he's like, Panko! Panko!
What?
Do you know where the Panko breading is? And I'm like, I think this
is in the
it.
Wrong place?
Yeah, and I gave him tempura, and then... He walked over there to the other person. They're like, that's tempura, not panko. And I was just like, what a weird moment.
Mm. He was buying it there?
He was in search of panko breading at a, it's like a grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Place that
combo.
Has sushi, yeah. So he was looking for panko breading, but he was really distraught over it.
Panko!
And then I thought I was helping him, but I just put more
you
confusion
just
in the
it, yeah.
because I gave him the tempura.
Yeah. He didn't know what way was
he didn't
up.
Know. No, yeah, didn't. That guy was. The simulation was going south.
Oh man, that's okay. He was just an NPC.
That's what I thought. That's what I felt like. It felt like when you're in the common areas in like video games. Like
not that. Everyone can be real.
It's true,
right?
Right. Some are just numbers.
Yeah.
This guy was driving from Ohio to Michigan, listening to the show. We were talking about broken dicks, and because he had broken his. It brought back such bad memories. He passed out while driving. Luckily, his coworker was next to him and got him over to the side of the road before they got into an accident. So we're wondering what is the one thing that made you change the channel for a minute. Someone said, I changed when you started talking about loogies and loogie stories. I don't think we ever intentionally had a discussion. Like, call us with your loogie story. No.
This stuff happens.
Something just, it was probably
it's
like the grossest
one,
thing you had in your mouth.
Yeah, I think someone right? was spitting them out into a cup or something.
It was the raccoon
yeah,
one.
Yeah, someone's going to, sorry. Someone's
oh, the raccoon
out.
One, too.
The guy said he fed
what?
Them
he old. Fed the raccoons. Remember, like, he was like.
Oh, my God, that was that news story, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's no good.
The guy fed a raccoon his loogies.
Yeah, that's what the raccoon ate.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad.
That was his argument as to why it's safe to have a raccoon.
Yeah.
Just that statement in itself.
That's insane.
That was his argument.
Just that statement. That tells you everything that's wrong with us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't have a chance.
And that poor local news reporter that had to cover that story.
Oh, yeah.
Wild.
She got the short end of the stick that day.
Yep.
You're getting loogie raccoon.
That is tough.
By the way, that Jason said, if you look up Dave's Stranger Things peep show on our YouTube channel, it has the visible proof of the shoes side by side.
Yeah.
And honestly, Lisa was a skeptic.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. You can see, I did rewatch. We watched that for our peep show live, I think. Mm-hmm. And you can see her go from non-believer to believer during
really
that segment.
Really need to inspect the shoes.
Yeah, you did. And then you were like, whoa.
See, but that's Lisa. That's the way she would handle
stuff.
Yeah, you
have to convince her.
Lisa needs the science of it all.
Yep.
And like, and that wasn't until like the shoe was passed around and it was like, I've touched the shoe.
Yeah. Like a holy relic,
you know?
I've seen it from my son. It's like holding those UFO pieces.
Yeah.
From the 50s.
Someone said Dave walking in on Chuck in the bathroom had me crying in my truck so hard at work. I had to pull over and wipe the tears away. I was never,
made me
never
laugh
left
pretty
so
hard too.
Well, yeah,
that was a crazy day.
That was good.
I wish I could unsee things I saw.
I'll show you again if you want.
Okay, I'm all right. I am okay.
I'll refresh your memory.
Just to see, the one thing I can't get out of my mind is this look on Chuck's face. Like the shock.
The realization you've left that door unlocked. And someone.
And then he stands up. I'm like, don't stand up!
I'm standing up.
I can't hear it again.
I'll stand right up.
All over again.
You gotta lock that door.
Don't stand up!
This good thing he wasn't in the middle of dropping a missile, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That was my guy.
Like, countdown's already started.
So hard.
Mm. People thought that I was stabbing someone to death.
Well, yeah. I mean, you scream at, like, you drop the pencil and you scream. So, I mean,
so imagine
this was a scream.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, you know?
Not expecting that day. Just wanted to pee. That's all I wanted.
Yeah, me too. Expect the door to get kicked in.
It wasn't kicked in. It was simply opened.
Pulled open.
Kicked in.
That is how he opens the door.
It is how he opens.
He doesn't open gentle.
No.
So. It went from 0 to 100.
But if I was just walking into a bathroom. Yeah. I gagged listening to the story about the guy finding a hair with a blackhead attached to it in his food.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yep. What?
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I remember the blackhead attached.
I must have blocked that out.
I don't
remember
that one.
Thank God. I had to turn the channel one time when someone called in. They walked in on a dead guy with a machine dildo turning his ass inside out.
Hmm.
What?
Really?
Huh. I think it might have happened. I don't remember.
That can't be. I don't
so what I love is people are just texting us like, I had to change the channel when like the dead horse was banging the guy. Like,
they're saying a guy died, but while he passed.
He had a machine.
The man died doing what he loved. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Getting
the man
pounded by a machine dildo,
but it was still on.
But it was still on.
And
it was pulling him.
Well, because it would have dried out eventually.
Oh my sweet God,
stretching taffy.
Oh yeah. My sweet God. Oh.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Who wants some rectum taffy? Yes,
making candy.
On the funny side, someone said when you guys did matching jackets and we eat no beans.
No, that was just recent.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Had me pull off the road into McDonald's parking lot. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Private Dancer is my all-time absolute favorite memory. I sang that song for 6 weeks straight out loud. I had to pull over from crying laughing.
Yeah, I mean, that's better. It's better than throwing up and passing out or crying.
Yeah, that's totally.
There's like some really friendly bits in there, and then there's the corpse was getting banged by an F machine. Too. His dried butt was just being stretched like taffy.
Yeah.
I wonder where emotional wrecks.
Yeah, because I feel the same exact happy emotion about all of them.
I'm like, oh, yeah!
The corpse machine.
The corpse machine.
Oh, yeah!
That was great!
That was awesome!
When you guys were talking about the big girl going into the bar bathroom looking at guys' dongs, I literally was crying at my desk at work.
Mm. I don't remember that.
The original intimate rider made me pull off. I wet my pants laughing.
Yep. That's I mean, I guess
I'd have to,
girls
and again,
have an easier time of peeing themselves. I'm assuming it's a girl. Guys don't.
While
really
they're in
pee
their work
themselves.
Truck, could have been a woman. Who knows? Yeah. But yeah, I don't. If I'd like had to pee so bad, like I couldn't, and I.
And you started laughing.
And then I started laughing uncontrollably. Maybe.
I guess if I'm on the razor's edge of that, I would find nothing funny at that moment.
I'd get real serious.
That's it. Like, I'd find nothing funny at that moment.
I'd think of my worst memories in life and, like, try to prevent myself from.
Oh, this one I still think about. And this was years. This was at the other place years ago. Had to change the channel when Chuck made Dave watch the video of the woman stomping the guy's dong with her heel and she punctured it.
Yeah. Went right through.
Yeah, I've seen
that.
Was
that video. The shoe?
Yeah. High heel shoe.
Yeah, the high heel shoe.
Right through the guy's dong, and it started squirting blood.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Like a sharp thing stepping on a hot dog.
That was one of the originals. Right, the originals, I remember, they stick out.
I know they do.
The first
stick
ones.
Because you've never seen anything like it in your life,
right?
You know? It makes an impression on you.
You always remember your first.
Now you're like, oh, another heel in a deal.
Yeah, it's like not a big deal after all these years.
Which one?
That one really stuck out because Dave emailed it to everybody after he had to watch it on the air.
I did. Remember.
Everyone emailed it?
Well, not like the whole company.
Yeah, not a Dave.
But the prime
You didn't do a Dave with it.
It's not like everybody in the company got it, but I remember coming into work that morning after you guys did it on the show, and I checked my email, and Dave's just got an email that's like, check this out. I'm like, oh, yeah. It's Dave sending me.
Yeah, man, you could have really taken that to the top.
Honestly, these days, that'd get you fired.
Yeah, it sure would.
Well, yeah, now we just can text, because we couldn't text back then.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's how you had to communicate. Yeah. So we would have sent that in a text now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so funny. I've watched that video before I met you guys. I forget how I even came across it.
It was just one of those things. Like the internet back then
used to travel like the two girls, one cup, those kind of videos.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, like, really nasty clips, like, there wasn't like a place to go for real nasty clips. They would just, someone would eventually start the chain of events, which led to them being shared. And then
I remember
you'd
we
end
used
up
to go
getting
to a
it.
Website in like middle school or something. It was called like rotten.com.
Oh, yeah, rotten.com. Yep.
And it had all kinds of stuff like that.
Tub Girl.
Yeah, there would be like severed arms.
Oh, yeah,
things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Someone else said, I almost crashed my car when I forgot about that. There's so many. The Glory Hole songs you did.
Oh,
remember?
Glory Hole. Glory Hole. I think they got your number. Glory Hole.
Yeah. I think we did that in a Peep Show Live, too.
And there's a clip, too, that's played.
Yeah.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, one of our previously.
Yeah, previously. Yeah.
Another woman said that it destroyed her when it was the Craigslist ad. They wanted someone to dress up like an owl and stand in the corner.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yep.
So strange.
Or when Dave called the British operator for price. That was the person's name, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The weirdest, craziest name. Price. Had to pull over. I was crying laughing.
Yeah. Pee-pee.
And the guy who played Big Bird passed, and you interviewed his replacement, Thick Duck. I laughed so hard. The weirdest things can stick in someone's memory.
See, yeah, like I remember that happening, but I remember nothing about it.
I remember when we talked about that. I don't remember. It must have been, did you do like a Thick Duck character or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
On my way to Cedar Point. Yeah. Gone. When Disco Police effed me up real good, I had to pull over.
Yeah.
Somebody here I can't keep up with the text, but yeah. Well, luckily, most of the times people have to change the channel, it's for laughter, not for passing out or vomiting.
Yeah. You just have to know yourself. You have to know yourself, and you have to feel it coming on.
Yeah.
And get out in front of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
All right, right now on the show, we're going to get to our first check of the news. What crazy thing happened after a fight at a Metro Detroit Dave & Buster's? Did an Uber driver kidnap a rider in Massachusetts? And how did bingo night turn into fight night in one Southwest Florida community? Let's find out as we check the news.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check in the news. A fight inside a Dave and Buster's in Metro Detroit led to a man driving his truck into another dude, pinning him against the building.
Jeez.
Here's how this all played out from Fox 2 News. Let's take a listen.
My God.
No, hold on a second.
Yeah, I'm not
muted it to load, and I will unmute it to play. So that's how it works.
No Hollywood stunt. It's real life. And it took place in Utica in the parking lot of Dave & Buster's on St. Patrick's Day.
Once they got outside, the suspect got in his GMC pickup truck and ran the victim down. And when he ran him down, he pushed him up against the wall of the building. He literally struck the building.
A witness capturing the horrifying scene on a cell phone. But moments before this scene played out in the parking lot, the suspect and the victim had a physical altercation inside this restaurant. The suspect's family also inside as the fight broke out. That's when managers told the men to leave.
It looks like the victim accidentally was hit by the suspect. There were no apologies exchanged, and the victim then went over to the suspect and some words were exchanged. which caused it to escalate.
Once outside, the suspect got inside this vehicle and went after the victim.
It looks like a white GMC pickup truck. There appears to be rust around the wheel wells and rust underneath the door.
As this investigation continues, police need your help to ID the suspect.
There was some evidence left at the scene, so we're looking into that. Maybe somebody can put this together and say, yeah, they know who he is. And if they do know who he is, we'd like them to call the Utica Police Department. Nobody should be approaching him.
Dave and Buster's also speaking out, telling Fox 2, Dave and Buster's takes the safety of our guest very seriously. We are fully cooperating with the authorities in their investigation of the parking lot incident that occurred late in the night of March 17th. Police tell Fox 2 no one was seriously injured, and they had this to say about possible charges.
Rather not comment on what charges he could be facing. I'm going to leave that up to the Macomb County prosecutor.
For now, police hope people will learn from this incident.
Don't sweat the small things. We've got enough going on in today's world.
And you,
how could that be not be attempted murder?
That's attempted murder.
This is the thing. Like, how is no one really hurt?
It must have been just the way the bumper landed.
Like, or it hit the building first and didn't really crush the person the way it looked like it should have just crushed their entire body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was the guy lucky he wasn't hurt? The guy that was crushed or whatever?
I think he was almost like knocked down and not really crushed up against the wall.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to just
crush. Looked like he should have been
maybe
dead.
Part of the truck bounced off the wall before it could pin him. Do damage to him,
because he should be dead. He should be dead. This guy tried to kill this guy. I thought my night at this place was the worst ever, but it's nothing. It's too. Nothing like
one of my worst nights ever was the building.
Really?
I understand that a place can be pretty bad.
I've been once. It wasn't a bad time, but that was a long time ago.
It was not the best.
With kids, it's a whole different experience.
Oh,
Get into it.
But this guy is dude could face some serious charges.
It does seem like a place where a man with a rat tail would crush you with his truck. I'm gonna say
exactly what it is. How there's no way that people don't know this guy. This guy is in big trouble.
For sure.
He's going to jail forever.
I mean, unless it's a Jedi.
Yeah.
A guy with a rat tail could pin you against the wall at any time.
Yeah.
So we know someone who is in charge of this place, and he said he was actually hit on an angle. That's the thing.
So he was hit and just happened to be
that's luck.
Pure luck.
Does it look like it looked like it could have like crushed your pelvis, the whole setup down there.
Yeah. Your whole man setup.
Yeah.
Would be destroyed. And amazingly it wasn't.
Because he looked like he fell down as well, so it would have crushed his whole chest, I think.
Some said, unfortunately, that police officer described my exact vehicle to a T.
But he's turned yourself in. Do you have a rat tail?
Yeah.
If you had a rat tail, and, you know.
Man.
It's funny that I feel like they blurred out the shirt. You think they blurred
out? No, I think that's just
out?
A whole blurred image. Here it's not blurred out.
Yeah.
The whole image is bad.
I wonder what he's either a fan of the Bengals.
Apparently, this arcade got their video cameras in 1989.
Yeah, those were really
those
bad.
Are really bad.
Super bad
cameras.
It just would suck to have something terrible happen to you and have to explain a man with a rat tail at Dave Buster's as to why I'm like this.
How'd you lose your legs?
I accidentally bumped into a guy with a rat tail.
Stepped to a dude with a rat tail and. Dave and Buster's.
In Dave and Buster's. We were fighting over, I guess, got too close to him.
Yeah.
You know?
He wanted to play skee-ball real bad, and
boom.
That's it.
No legs.
No legs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is like the worst bad parenting. This guy went all in on bad parenting.
Okay.
Friday afternoon, 25-year-old guy named Jose Navarrete
jumped a bunch of barriers at the San Diego Zoo to get into an elephant habitat.
Uh-oh.
And he's carrying his two-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
At the time. He wanted to get his kid closer to the elephants.
Sure.
Once they got inside, an elephant roared like elephants do and charged at him like elephants do. He ducked through a gate to get away, but dropped his kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The elephant wound up getting just a few inches away from the kid before Jose was able to grab her.
Oh, my God, Jose.
The video of this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out for yourself.
Oh. Oh, my God.
It wants to kill you.
Yeah.
That elephant is pissed.
The moron.
That's his house. They take it serious. I don't even see the kid. Right?
The kid, he's holding the kid.
Yeah, where does he drop it?
Right there. Right there. You can't. It's kind of blocked by that tree, but that's where he drops the kid. Look, he's on the other side. The kid's still there.
Oh, my God. Listen to that sound it makes.
That is horrifying.
You can no longer be a parent after that.
Imagine that in your ear.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my God.
Can imagine hearing it up close.
No people or elephants got hurt, thankfully. Jose was arrested later in the day.
Yeah, he needs to think
what's
about
wrong with... Like, just what's wrong with you?
Many things.
Yeah.
There's something
you're mentally
wrong,
you know? Challenged, right? You've got to be mentally challenged to climb into an elephant exhibit with your two-year-old.
Yeah.
I'd love to know more about this Jose fella.
That elephant was just hoping somebody would do that.
Oh, he can't wait. He hates all those people.
He does. He really does.
Watching them.
Staring at him.
He said, just come over my fence.
Roaring, and he's coming
There's people talking about
it.
Here.
And so the guy, everybody that's standing around is yelling at this guy to bring his child back, you know. And so he comes to the enclosure and he throws his child.
A bizarre moment at the San Diego Zoo tonight. Police have arrested a man they say entered an elephant enclosure with his two-year-old daughter. And as you heard there, the elephant charged, but they were able to make it out unharmed. Fox 5's Jamie Chambers is live from the zoo with what we're learning at this hour. Jamie.
Yeah, Phil, it just couldn't be closer. Witnesses say after the man climbed through several different barricades to get inside the elephant enclosure, carrying his two-year-old daughter, that elephant charged. It was trumpeting and roaring, and witnesses say they just could not believe what they were watching.
We hear this woman yelling, Jose, stop, Jose, stop, and he jumps the fence, and then he goes through, like, the elephant enclosure, and he's got his little girl with him who, I don't know, had to be under two.
Zoo officials say the 25-year-old man's presence in the enclosure riled up the elephant. Witnesses say it was an African elephant with tusks who was not going to share any space.
And these guys right away were saying, that elephant is going to charge.
Yeah, it did.
And it did.
We told him to get out. He turned around. He saw it, thankfully, just in time. He runs, throws his baby through the gate, and it's seconds from just hitting him. He jumps through the gate, falls, the baby's on the ground, and that's when
the
it roared.
Thing. The poor baby's sobbing.
The baby
crying.
Starts crying.
Well, that's because dad almost killed it.
Yeah,
so
we're just mad at this guy.
Zoo employees were there in moments to secure the scene and hold the 25-year-old father while police responded.
It just really happened so fast.
In the end, the two-year-old daughter was okay. The 25-year-old was arrested. The elephant was unharmed. But the big question was, why did he do it?
I mean, he was putting his fingers up trying to get a picture, and the elephant was like running behind him.
Witnesses say it was just a picture. Everyone walked away.
That's what everyone wants.
A selfie.
That's the problem.
Still shaking off what they saw.
50 years from now, I'll never forget this guy.
Yeah.
Jose jumping in with his daughter.
13,000 pounds. That's how heavy an African elephant can get. And to think just how close it was, they said it was just seconds away from actually being on top of that family. Now the man is charged with trespassing and child endangerment.
Yeah, good.
Someone said, I actually react the same way if you show up at my house uninvited.
Yeah.
Oh, charge.
Yeah. Oh, I'm as quiet as a mouse.
You won't know
I'm
here.
The opposite of that.
I'm not here.
You'll never know I'm
here. No one is home.
Not a sound. Not a breath. Don't breathe.
Yeah.
What? A complete and utter, like, that guy has a kid. That guy is bringing a, has brought a child into the world.
That's awful.
Just, and he wants to get a selfie with an elephant.
Yeah. Yep.
A killer African elephant with tusks.
It's crazy that she's going to grow up and be able to watch this video of her dad almost killing it.
Yeah. She'd be like, yeah, that was before my dad started his journey into the prison system. Which I don't think it'll be done here.
Mm-mm. No.
This is only the beginning.
God. And what has he done up until now?
I know.
Right? He's still only 25. What has he been up to already?
Lots of stuff. If
the guy who jumps into the elephant enclosure, that wasn't his first rodeo.
No.
Probably not.
No, he's a mess.
Couple of DoorDash stories making news today. DoorDash driver is out of a job after a colossal case of bad judgment. According to screenshots posted by the victim, the unnamed driver tried to negotiate sexual favors in exchange for a food delivery she'd already paid for. He said he was 10 miles out from her place and he would cancel her order if she wouldn't perform.
That is so,
a sexual
what a stretch.
Favor.
Yeah. It's food. It's not, you know.
I know you love Thai food. Can I tell you how good it smells? It smells so good. I know you're hungry over there. So why don't you just agree to my new terms of delivery?
I'll eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No, baby. Don't you eat no peanut butter. This is spicy hot Thai food. Smells so good. I know you're hungry.
Adding massive insult to serious injury when she called the DoorDash customer service line. The operator said, oh, you know what? Driver just must have been tired. We'll reassign.
That's the response?
We'll reassign a delivery for you.
What? Wait, what?
The driver must have been tired.
What else are they going to do? They won't take any.
Driver must have been tired that he wanted sexual favors for the food.
Yeah, I mean, you're tired to do
sleepy.
That, at least.
When I'm sleepy, I always ask for oral favors.
Sir, why did you ask that lady for sexual favors?
So sleepy. So sleepy.
You were tired and driving, and
that's
that,
right.
Is it a disorder you have?
It's
or?
What it's called.
Sleepy sexy.
Need a blow with this.
Okay, can I ask a question first, though? Does DoorDash show your picture?
I don't know anything about
driver.
Like,
I never
what the
put a picture on.
No, for the,
oh, for the driver?
Customer. No, for the customer. The customer, he was just shooting his shot.
Oh yeah, the
with
customer,
an unknown lady
would never take a picture and put for DoorDash and put it on there.
Right, but it probably say if it was on your phone, would it tell them like Lisa is ordering?
No,
or
does it
just say customer is ordering? Yeah, I wondered.
It might give the name.
So he's just shooting in the dark.
Right, so he has no idea what lady it could open that door. Right.
Right.
It could be the ugliest thing you've ever seen. Could be smoker lady, could be 700 pound sister, whatever.
If you're trying to get sexual favors for just delivering some food, I mean, I don't know. It's not the pickiest of people, probably.
No. Yeah.
So here he says, question for you. She says, yes. He said, first, are you single? LOL. She says, I have a boyfriend.
Okay, so he knows there's a girl there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He says, well, look, first off, it's late, wet, ready, I'm tired. DoorDash offered me this delivery when I was 10 miles away, meaning there's not many drivers out, so I'll make a deal. Help me out a little sexually, and I'll deliver the food. If not, I'm going to have to cancel.
So he was basically saying, I'm so far out.
Yeah.
That,
and there's no one else around.
Yeah.
If you really want this food, you're going to have to perform on me.
So there, it doesn't show any photo or anything.
No.
No, but that's her receiving it, right? I'm sure, like, I can't imagine someone uploading their picture to DoorDash.
No.
No, my God.
Oh, someone said you can't attach it with your Facebook at sign up, so they could be able to access.
Don't do that.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't ever do that. No. Don't ever attach anything to your Facebook.
No. Oh, my God. And that is an option on almost everything now.
Yes.
Sign in with Facebook.
Don't
do like,
it.
Yeah, there's now there's
sign
like
in
four.
With Apple, sign in with Facebook, sign in with Google.
Yep.
But it
and
could
it's
be.
So tempting because it's so easy to just be like, oh, I'll just sign in with my Google. It's like, I'll just sign in. I don't want to.
Google would be better than
Facebook. Yeah, I've done it with Apple.
I've done it with Apple,
but
too.
I would never
Apple
do it
has
with
a way that it'll
never
still
sign
hide
in anything
you.
With Facebook.
But I always assume, like, once you do that, then they have all the info that the other company has taken.
That's what I think so, too.
Yeah, they're right. Selling the info.
So I guess if you do it with Facebook, it does link your profile picture to your DoorDash
so that's
account.
It. Oh. They so probably that's, have made a
figure. So he wasn't just, you know, shooting in the dark. He actually saw what she looked like before. He asked for sexual favors.
Mm-mm.
What an insane fella, though.
Yeah.
What a risk. How many times has that paid off for him? Like, dude, how bad do you need chicken fingers?
Yeah, I mean, it's never worked.
No, never.
But then how does he still work there?
Well, he shouldn't. That's,
no.
That's kind of point,
it was probably
right?
This is honestly probably the first time he's even thought of doing something like this. And the first time he thought about it, it becomes massive news. Because it's the dumbest thing you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one other DoorDash story is making headlines today. And this is weird in a different way. There's an assistant district attorney in Pennsylvania, which you think you'd probably make a pretty decent salary. Maybe not, because he was doing DoorDash as well. You're an assistant what? DA. He was doing DoorDash.
Where,
and he got
which city?
Pennsylvania.
You should be able to afford things in Pennsylvania.
He got busted because he was doing DoorDash during work hours.
Oh, man. Not a lot of attorney in.
Not a lot of attorneying or dashing.
Yeah. I don't understand this.
I don't either, but we're going to get to the story. I normally cut out the intro, but this old guy who introduces it, I don't really think knows what he's talking about, so I'm including it here so you can hear the whole details. Here it is from Fox 29.
Well, a demotion for a fairly high-profile law enforcement officer in the Philadelphia suburbs. You know what I'm talking about. First assistant DA is, well, demoted. From his title after allegedly working as a delivery
down.
Yeah,
something's
driver
going on.
While on the job. Hank Flynn has more from Bucks County.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Yeah, times are tough all
What's
over.
What's up with this news crew? That guy's on meth. Real sweaty.
Good ways to do that, though, and there's bad ways as well, especially when you're a public sector employee. The Bucks County District Attorney's Office is demoting Greg Shore, who had been first assistant DA, down to deputy district attorney after he's apparently found to have been delivering food for DoorDash while on public time and on the public dime. Bucks County DA Matthew Weintraub was livid.
What he has done is indefensible, thoughtless, selfish, and so stupid. It's senseless. He has DoorDashed during hours.
I mean, it isn't like he was doing heroin.
Why are they making it such a big deal?
I know they are. That's why I'm laughing, because he was just, I mean, it's crazy. He was a district attorney DoorDashing.
Yes.
But they make it sound like he's murdered people.
That's that is how they're presenting.
He did it on the job, but still, big deal.
Yeah, they had a whole press conference.
Because it's like his side hustle, right? He's like, I've got to drive from this place to that place or whatever, so I'll just deliver some food while
I'm
doing it.
Right, he shouldn't have been doing it.
He shouldn't have been doing it.
But it's not like he murdered someone.
Imagine
like
a guy shows up in a three-piece suit with your DoorDash.
I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't trust
that
at all.
That about?
What is your situation?
Yeah.
How bizarre is that? Here's the press conference
again. I'd like it a lot more than some of the outfits I've seen.
What he has done is indefensible.
Indefensible.
Thoughtless. Selfish and so stupid. It's senseless. He has DoorDashed during hours when he was supposed to be working exclusively for the Bucks County District Attorney's Office and the citizens that we serve. I don't know why he did this. Only he has the answer.
He needs money.
And I'll admit to you that I'm very angry and I'm upset. This shows a clear lack of leadership. And this is the reason for his demotion.
Yeah, because he's a big fan of Grubhub.
Weintraub added years of public service for that demotion and not for firing Shore. For his part, Shore took ownership, releasing a statement that said he mainly delivered food on nights and weekends, but occasionally made what he called the incredibly poor decision to DoorDash during work hours. Shore has worked for the DEA's office for years, prosecuting the Cosmo DiNardo Sean Kratz murder cases and others. He also established the insurance fraud unit here. Now, Weintraub spoke very
very highly of Shore's replacement, Jennifer Shorn, whom he called a warrior leading us all into battle in the relentless pursuit of justice. That that first assistant DA
got
position
some meth to get is about $125,000.
Yeah, his meth phone is beeping.
Yeah, this Fox 49 in Philly is crazy.
It is wild.
That guy's crazy looking. Look at his hair.
Look at his hair. He's got meth face and meth hair.
It looks like some of his hair was burnt off in a meth explosion.
Yeah.
It and his phone was going crazy.
He has a real fire marshal
bill. Fire marshal bill.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He has a fire marshal bill.
He's a mapped out fire marshal bill.
Yep.
Oh, man. He's live on the scene with the DoorDash district attorney story.
Doylestown, PA.
Okay, so you
I gotta
are...
wrap this up. I got a meth delivery.
Well, I mean, the guy said it was like due to personal stuff, so something's gone.
Is he not getting paid enough?
Well, maybe he got divorced and has to pay. I don't know what his deal is.
Yeah, he said due to personal circumstances, so possibly. The average salary is about $35,000. So, I mean, they're not.
And it's in Philadelphia, so that's not the cheapest place, right?
Right. So think about that. And if he has to give half if he's going through a divorce.
Can I tell you something? I'm not going through all that school to just make $35,000 a year as a lawyer.
Well, I think that lawyers go through that until you.
You gotta like prove to yourself.
Yeah.
They're real poor, I think, right at the beginning. And all
you
they
see how
is-
old that guy was? Like, he's been doing that for quite some time.
1996, he started there.
Like, I'm sorry, but I would have thought I'd be doing a lot better. I would have thought.
And he's still an assistant DA. So he must be horrible. Right, if you're still an assistant
DA, didn't they give him props for all the good stuff he did?
No, that was the lady, I think. Who's going to take over for him?
Oh, okay.
She's a saint.
This is the biggest thing in Doylestown in a long time.
It really is.
Oh my God. Maybe think about what you're paying your assistant district attorneys if they have to DoorDash on the side.
Yeah.
If they have such great responsibilities.
If I've been a lawyer since 1996 and I'm pulling in 35 G's,
I'd be like, yes, I'm DoorDashing. Yeah, I'm going to DoorDash.
Yeah.
I drive for Lyft. I drive for Uber. I DoorDash. I work Groupon. I've got a job at Best Buy. Of course I do. Because I've been a lawyer since 1996. And I make $35,000 a year in Doyle, Pennsylvania. Can you even imagine my life? Can you even imagine me not killing myself every night?
You sound very stressed out.
Yeah. I am stressed out. I'm very stressed out. I've had enough. So yes, I delivered someone's Burger King. And now I basically have murdered a whole family. Thank you. Thanks, boss. Thanks, boss.
That speech was excessive.
It was excessive.
We'll never be able to even get past this. I don't know how he'll forgive himself.
Oh my God!
Give the guy a break.
You're paying him $35,000 a year. He went to school for who knows how long to be a lawyer, and then he's practiced since 1996.
And now they demoted him.
Yeah. Oh my God! You know it's coming with a pay cut.
Oh sure.
He needs to leave. He needs to go someplace else.
I don't know where he can go. I don't know what kind of opportunities there are in Doylestown.
Like, the only thing
near
I'm...
Philadelphia, right?
He's prosecuted murderer. He's put murderers away.
Yeah.
You assume those guys are making a killing.
Yeah.
Like, I put away dudes for the state.
Yeah.
Right. I put
Even
dudes
an assistant.
Away for the states.
Yeah.
You're putting away bad people who then could turn around and try and... Seek revenge, right? I'm putting my life on the line for that.
I never thought of that. That's every time you deliver Burger King, it's
oh my God.
You might be able to make more
full time
driving for DoorDash
full time. Do you want to hear the whole press conference by this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's like 5 minutes.
Former chief of trials, Jennifer Shorn, to the position of. And she has a huge heart
against
the worst of the worst predators. For example, Walter Meyerly currently runs our grand jury unit.
This guy can barely talk.
I know.
She's
I know.
Also responsible. Also serves as an educator. She and I teamed up.
So he's talking more about the promotion here before he gets to the bad stuff.
This shows a clear lack of leadership in the district attorney's office and the citizens that we serve. I don't know why he did this. Only he has the answer.
And I'll admit to you that I'm very angry and I'm
You're
upset.
You're angry!
To show the clear lack of leadership. And this is the reason for his demotion. He will now become a deputy district attorney.
How much will he make that?
$96,000 a year!
With his level of experience. It would be easier and politically expedient for me to just fire him.
Yeah!
And be done with it.
Please!
That would frankly be the easiest thing to do. But not necessarily the right thing to do.
Oh, now we're going to do the right thing.
I'm put in this position to make difficult decisions after weighing all of the facts and attendant circumstances. And that's what I'm doing here. I have to set my personal perspective and feelings aside, as difficult as that may be, so that I can look at this fairly objectively.
Right, so you've got to go back to work with him.
Yeah, I'd be like...
That's pretty tough.
You still got to work with this guy.
Did the residents speak out? Were they just in outrage because of the taxpayer money that was... And he's making money on the side.
That's what it is. So then he has to make it a big deal. He's probably gone to him and said, this is going to be pretty rough, but I don't believe a word of it, so...
He's prosecuted guys for murdering four young men. Like, he's put some bad guys behind bars.
Yes. Yep. And now he's going to make even less money. I understand why they don't want him to get rid of him, because they've got a lawyer with how many years of experience... 30 years of experience, okay,
on the Jeep.
For $35,000 a year. You don't want to let that guy go.
No.
It's like,
is
this
that
guy
really
doesn't...
how much he makes?
Well, that's what the average makes. That was from...
He makes more than that, but then why would you have to DoorDash? Unless you said, like, it's a divorce situation or
massive
something.
Massive debt, or, you know, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, gambling. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I hope
know.
It's not gambling.
But you just don't know. I mean, like, there's something in his personal...
Yeah.
Something in his personal circumstances.
That can be
but
anything.
If the average is 35...
And that's in Massachusetts, so you would think Pennsylvania would be on par with that.
Oh my goodness!
It could be even lower.
Yeah, it could
probably worse there. I mean, he probably delivered Taco Bell to the person who writes for the Doylestown Gazette. Or
yeah,
like, what are you doing? The whole town was in an uproar.
It says entry level assistant DAs are the lowest paid people in the courtroom. Their $37,000 salary falls below.
Why? Listen, they went to school forever.
So do you do that job just in hopes that you are the next attorney general or the district
DA? Yeah.
You get promoted. Now this guy will never get promoted.
Yeah. No. So like your whole thing is ruined because you DoorDashed.
Yeah. You go be a defense attorney. I don't know why he's never.
That's what I was thinking.
That's why a lot of people do, right?
Yeah.
Because they're going after the money and being a defense attorney.
Yeah. Well.
But not him. He's DoorDashing. He'll make it up DoorDash.
Oh, my God.
It sucks to be that guy. First of all, it sucks because he was delivering. He has no money. And then they do a press conference around him where his boss just
like, yeah, just like basically like crucified him live.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Yeah, that's nuts.
In other news, a Georgia man who was expecting his final paycheck from a former employer said the money did arrive. But it arrived in the form of 500 pounds of oil-covered pennies dumped in his driveway in the middle of the night.
Whoa.
Here's that story now from CBS 46.
Tonight, after a worker says his disgruntled boss paid him his final paycheck in pennies, nearly $1,000 worth of coins dumped in his driveway. Tonight, CBS 46's Jamie Kennedy speaking with the owner of A-OK Walker Luxury Auto Shop to get his side of the story.
Probably $1,000 worth of pennies and a little love note.
Those pennies dumped at Andreas Flatten's house in the middle of the night as a form of payment for his final check from A.O.K. Walker Luxury Auto Shop, according to him. They're also covered in oil.
They're covered in something. Don't know what it is, but it smells
fun. Why do you have it in your hands?
He left the auto shop because of a toxic work environment. The man behind the stunt, according to Andreas, is the auto shop owner, Miles Walker, and it seems like he's not the only one who left because of working conditions.
And while working for him, he was my manager, and pardon my language, but he said, you think you have a bigger dick than any of the boys? Well, we're going to prove that right now, and decided to de-pants me in the lobby.
Oh my God. It was funny.
What? The other employees I spoke with say they, too, experienced a toxic environment.
And ripping up people's paychecks, their last check, in front of their face and tell them, get out of here.
I spoke with Walker in person about the pennies and recorded the conversation.
May I ask you at all about the pennies?
You know anything about that?
I know tons about it. What's wrong with it?
So did you drop the pennies over at that person's house?
I don't know if I did that or not. I don't really remember. You it doesn't matter.
Did it or not?
He got paid. That's all that matters. He's a weenie for even bringing it up.
A weenie?
It seemed like too much of a stretch to ask for a penny for his thoughts.
A weenie.
Why is he a weenie for bringing it up?
Because he is. And because you guys give him a platform. I just told you exactly what I had to say. You guys are what's wrong with the world. Get the f*** off my property. Okay?
Jamie Kennedy, CBS 46 News.
Did the woman who was depantsed in the lobby sue?
I don't think so.
If someone whips your pants down,
contact someone about that.
Yeah, I'm sure she got calls right after saying that. I'm sure.
You know, on a news thing.
The poor DA guy should jump ship and go
take her case.
Yeah.
He sounds crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Wow.
The reporter was, why was he a weenie? Why is he a weenie for the... Why are you the one that drew up the penis?
I know a ton about that.
Guy's a douche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Total. He said when he submitted his 2 weeks notice in writing in November, the owner got up, put his hands on his head, walked out the door, and disappeared for an hour. And that's how he delivered his final paycheck. That guy's a psychopath.
Yeah, just
a lot wrong with that guy. Know. Miles Walker of Walker Luxury Auto Works.
Wouldn't buy a car.
No, that's bad press for the place.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, he had like four people on a Zoom all complaining about what a crazy guy that guy was.
Yeah, they're like, can we find anyone who's had a bad, and there's like all of a sudden 25 calls come in. It's like, oh, man, well, take the four best.
If you go to their website, I'm gonna say there's a line about pennies on the website now.
A lot to read.
Oh, it is. Oh my God, too much.
Oh, okay. Oh yes. Yes, we accept pennies as payments. They are cash, you nitwits.
Oh, so this guy
insults everyone, huh?
He's real mean.
Customers nitwits.
Okay, listen. He has the worst.
Do you trust him?
No way.
No, I don't.
To prepare your car.
I don't.
No way.
And he's the worst person at calling people like names.
Yeah, yeah. Weenies and nitwits.
Weenies and nitwits.
That is bad. You weenie. You nitwit.
If you get into a name calling match with Lisa Wade, she's going to light you on fire, pal.
There'll be no weenies and nitwits there, let me tell you. Much filthier.
She's going to drop some stuff on you you're not ready for.
He does have like very bad names to use.
Yeah.
Nitwit.
Nitwit.
I do feel like weenie burns a bit, though.
Weenie?
Do
you weenie
as a man
burns?
Being called a weenie and be like, what? Am I that much of a weenie?
Basically a nice way to say
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But still,
you just didn't use it.
Just say it.
They say third time is the charm, but for a driver in Poland, well, a wannabe driver, that charm is still eluding him after 192 tries.
Have to be deemed undrivable.
Yep.
Yeah.
On average, it takes Poles 2 or 3 shots before they pass the written test.
You got that right.
The theory exam. He has attempted it 192 times.
It's the written exam he can't do?
He can't even get... He's never been in a car test yet.
He can't get past the written.
Oh, boy.
It sucks.
Especially, like, if you've taken it 192 times, you know the questions that are coming.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
You know everything about it, or you should. He's also raised concerns over whether there now should be a limit on testing attempts. The government is now considering, because of this guy, a limit. Like, once you take it 20 times, you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're out for good.
Something wrong with him?
With each test, there's a fee. Those fees have added up to over $1,800 over the years of testing failure.
Oh, my God.
He keeps spending money. He's losing his ass.
I got it this time.
No, you didn't. Dude, you didn't pass again.
Next time I will pass.
I don't know. You say that every year for the last 10 years.
Here's another $40 right now. Give me a test.
All right. Here's another test. See if you can.
I nailed it this time. No, go ahead and add it up.
Same one's wrong. Man. You stop at a stop sign.
Snoop.
Yeah, write that down for the next time. We got to make you wait. Now you can't take another one.
I don't remember.
Right, like he's, don't you think?
Something's loose.
Take a little look. Yeah.
They're like, hey, that noggin. Yeah. Yeah. They're like a Polish man. They don't give you all the details, though, I don't think.
No, they don't.
You know. They say, because they haven't even named him.
No.
Yeah. My guess is. That is, my God. We've said it before on the show. There are some people that are just not meant to drive.
Yeah.
Right? Some people just aren't meant. I've never heard of this in my life, 192 times, not even passing the written.
I mean, the driving test is so easy.
There's no limit here, though, right? Like, no, if you, I don't think so. You can just keep taking it until you pass. You could take it 1,000 times, right?
I think so.
You really should just ace it the first time.
You should. You definitely should.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
But if you don't over and over, I think you're still going to be cool.
Yeah. I mean, what would really suck is if this guy's a great driver.
And he just can't get the best.
But he's just not all there with the old...
I feel like those two. You need both.
Yeah.
You think so?
You need, yeah.
Because there's rules of the
basic
road.
Basic smarts.
Yeah.
In order to handle the rules of the road.
I think we got a lot of dummies out there driving, though.
Well, sure. But somehow they've managed to get through.
Yeah, they pulled it together. I think some places you don't have to do a maybe you don't have to do a written test in some.
You think?
That's just a guess. I don't know. That's just a guess. I don't know. Hmm. Is there any place, any states where you don't have to take a written test?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Here it's you take a written
test and then driver's
test.
That's
it. I mean, yeah, and then you're done. You don't have to take a... Maybe do you have to take a written again? Maybe you do when you renew.
I never have had to.
No. You're done, right?
I haven't taken a test since I got my driver's license.
Yeah. Me either, right? Yeah. One time and that's it.
They say Maryland has the hardest one in the U.S. No, Florida has a written test.
Multiple choice. They try to make it easy for you.
Yeah.
I think it was multiple choice in Canada, too.
It was here, too, I think.
Washington, Maryland, Massachusetts, they say are the hardest states to get a driver's license.
I wonder how bad things were before they came up with
driver's licenses.
You'd like sell like a Model T to somebody or whatever, and then they just drive it right into a building right away.
No, honestly, I think no, listen, when cars first came out, I think the like accident and death rate was gigantic.
Well, the cars were completely unsafe.
They had no seat belts.
Yeah.
You just flew out of them.
So fast.
The brakes had to be terrible.
You're wearing like a 3-piece suit all the time.
Yeah.
There's no seat belts.
There was no stoplights. Right. You just whip through intersections and then hit horse and carriages.
Must have been a nightmare.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, they think they just handed you bought a car. That means you could drive.
Yeah, I think so.
You see the keys, you can head out on the road.
Footage of people bouncing around in them, too, because there was no shocks or anything. People are flying out
Think about like a horse and carriage. You didn't have to have a license to have one of those, right? Oh. You just had horses and had a carriage.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Imagine, Dave, I just gave you a horse and carriage right now and said, get out there and drive to your gym.
I think I'd be able to do it.
I don't know.
Pull a stop and giddy up to go.
That's all you've got.
Turning though, I'm not positive.
Maybe pull this.
I don't know.
That's how I'd have to do it. Uh-huh. All right.
Yes.
Let's play.
Oh.
Little game.
All right.
Let's get to it right here.
Well, I'm gonna just
now.
Guess.
It's time to play. What's in her boobs?
In her boobs? Inside of her boobs?
In her boobs.
In between her boobs?
In between her boobs.
In between her boobs. Under her boobs.
Under.
Around her boobs.
Okay.
Taped.
In order for me to try and explain this, I'm going to have to tell you what it is. I'm just going to tell you the amount. Okay?
Okay.
So here's the story. And you know you're really drunk when you can't drive straight through a drive-thru lane.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a Wall Street in it through the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone at a McDonald's in Lady Lake, Florida called the cops, said a woman was weaving back and forth in the drive-thru lane.
Police showed up. They found 31-year-old Brandy Stanley sitting in the parking lot, eating in her car. The engine still running. Her eyes were glassy. She smelled like booze. She could barely stand. They arrested her for drunk driving. When they got her to jail, she started screaming. She had to be restrained. That's when they found stuff in her boobs, between and under. What did she have in her boobs?
So you didn't reveal it to us.
Yeah.
I said you were going.
You were going to reveal.
Yeah,
it.
No, but I didn't.
Oh. Changed your mind.
Yeah, I kept waiting.
It's got to be little baggies of meth, right?
It's got to be baggies of something.
Well, you think like one big bag of meth?
Well, it was underneath, and so I think the multiple.
That's where I'm.
How many bags of meth could you? I'm going to say 75 bags of meth.
That's a good amount.
It's not meth.
Oh. Okay.
Want to see her mugshot?
Yep, I do.
I can't bring it up right now.
All right.
Dave,
man, he's
Dave's like promised a lot.
I know I have.
Delivered
he's
nothing. Promised a lot and delivered nothing this time.
Very disappointed.
Yeah. I'm going to reveal to you exactly what we're dealing with, and you guys guess the amount. Then we went through the whole thing, and he was like, I did not reveal to you what it is.
Well, I can bring it up, but you have to look away for a second. Look away. Right. Don't look at your screens.
Looking away. Looking away.
Right-click on the image and select open in separate tab.
Yeah, there you
oh,
go.
Oh, man.
It's not wild, guys.
Yeah, I know, Elise.
Here you go. All right, there you go.
Can we look?
Look.
Oh. Okay, so not meth.
Oh, man.
And you can see as well at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com where Twinkies? We put in a mugshot.
14 Twinkies.
That would smush them.
I know.
I just want to say ham sandwiches.
Okay, I will tell you, it's booze.
Oh. So the little bottles? Let's say, how many little bottles do you think she could hide under her boobs and in between them?
100? 50 under each titty?
How many airplane bottles of vodka does she have in her boobs?
Okay, I'm going to go with, she's got 8 in between, 4 underneath each one.
Around 20?
Around.
I was going to say 25.
Yeah, I think it's 20. I think it's 20.
Is it too high?
Too high. Not. Oh, is it?
10. 15.
You should have stopped at 8 in between.
Oh, that's
she
it.
She had 8.
Oh, 8.
Jeez.
Airplane bottles of vodka hidden in her boobs. 8. One of those bottles was empty, not clear if she had already consumed it.
Gotta return that.
She is facing charges for DUI.
When you see her, you believe she could fit 8.
Yo,
way easily. More than 8. Yeah, I feel
way
like.
More. I feel like she's already gone through quite a few.
We said 25.
Yeah. Well, because I was thinking maximum, but then she just had enough in there that she could hide.
Yeah.
They probably had to look.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah.
Oh, we found something.
Yeah, lift up. And
we found some stuff.
Yeah. She had all sorts in there.
Yeah.
All sorts. Go check her out. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.